You are welcome to today's episode of Formula for Everyday with the Formula Law.
Hi, welcome to Formula for Everyday podcast. I am your host, Lawrence Nkwacha, the Formula Law. So today we're going to continue with the book we've been looking at for a while now, which is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And today we're going to be looking at the last part of chapter 2, which is Begin with the End in Mind. So the theme of today's chapter or today's book review is going to be using the whole brain. So using the whole brain. So habit 2 basically centers around imagination and conscience. How you use your imagination and conscience to be able to form and craft an effective habit. So the left hemisphere is more logical, verbal, and the right hemisphere is more intuitive and creative. So the left usually deals with words and the right deals with pictures. So while the left tends to deal with words, the right tends to deal with pictures. No, there have been different studies on intellectual dexterity of different men in history. I mean, people like Leonardo da Vinci, he was able to use the two sides of his brain very effectively, but his right side was more predominant. That's why he was a successful artist. While people like Albert Einstein was able to use the left side of his brain more. That's why he was more of a logical physicist. Okay, so the left deals with analysis, which means to break apart, while the right deals with synthesis, which means to put together. The left deals with sequential thinking, while the right with simultaneous and holistic thinking. The left is time bound, while the right is time free. He that is good with a hammer tends to think that everything he sees is a nail. So it's just the principle of what you master is what you tend to do more. What the part of your brain you use better is basically how you see the world. So if you are more of an analytical person, that you break things down, looking deeper, reading between the lines, then that's exactly how you see the world. Why, if you're more of a creative person, you try to put things together, you try to connect dots, you try to see the relationship of everything, then that's exactly how you see the world. So two ways to tap into the right brain. Now, the school system basically makes our right brain to be more dormant because they tend to train the left brain more. They try to make us more logical, while the aim of actually beginning with the end in mind is to become more creative. So the two ways to tap into the right brain, number one is by expanding your perspective. Create the end of all your endeavors and pick out the ones that truly matter to you. So think on how things will turn out and how you could possibly respond to them. So imagine everything in your mind. Imagine every single thing you're doing now. Imagine the end and how you want them to turn out for you. So you pick out exactly what you want, and that is what you should be more focused on. Then the second way you can tap into the right brain is by visualization and affirmation. So personal leadership is not just a single experience. It doesn't begin and end with the writing of a personal mission statement. It is rather the ongoing process of keeping your vision and values before you and aligning them to your life to be the most important things. If you visualize the wrong thing, you produce the wrong thing. So the most peak performers tend to see themselves winning. They tend to see the experiences of actually performing the competition before they actually engage in it.
You are still listening to Formula for Every Day with the Formula Law. Stay tuned.
So looking at our roles and goals, so writing is a very, very good way of gaining clarity, because once you begin to write, it's like exercising your psychoneural muscles, and it helps you to bridge the gap between your conscious and your subconscious mind, because you think more while you write, and as you write, it tends to give you clarity of thought. Now, things are not just clustered in your brain. You have written it out on a blueprint, and you are more directional about your actions. Okay, so writing is a very interesting activity. It's a theological activity that gives you clarity on exactly what you want to do. All right, so writing distills, it crystals, and it clarifies your thoughts and helps you break the whole into parts. So no matter how clumsy, no matter how ambiguous your thoughts are, once you begin to write them down, you begin to break it down. So another good way of writing your mission statement is with your roles and what is expected of you in life. Every human being plays more than one role. You could be a brother to somebody, you could be a father to somebody else, you could be a friend to somebody, you could be a pastor, or you could even be a mentor to somebody else. So everybody plays a different role. Like, I mean, one person can play up to 7 different roles. So once you begin to write all your roles down and exactly what is expected of you, it also helps you to tap into your right brain. So your roles and your goals give structure and organized direction to your personal mission statement. Then an effective goal focuses primarily on results rather than activity. So you want to achieve a goal, you should focus more on results rather than just activity. Focus more on how you can be effective enough to actually attain the result you desire, rather than just engaging in an endless cycle of activities without actually achieving any meaningful thing. So roles and goals give structure and organized direction to your personal mission. So your personal mission statement becomes your constitution, the standard, the criteria for evaluation and decision making. The process is as important as the product. So you should not skip processes. Your process is as important as your product. I'm more interested in the processes that make great men great, rather than just the results they tend to show to the world. Because a lot of people cut corners and a lot of people cheat in the process of actually trying to attain success in life, and they also tend to deceive other people because their process was not legitimate. So they deceive other people into thinking that they could also follow the same shortcut and achieve results that last. So you should know that everything that is worthwhile actually follows the normal process of growth. Like, nature doesn't take a leap. The growth is a gradual process. Okay, so by getting input from every family member, by drafting a statement, getting feedback, reversing it, and also using words to define exactly what you want to achieve in life, that's how you begin to shape exactly the vision you have for the end. So a mission statement is not just applicable to individuals, it's also very much applicable to organizations. So organizations that have a clear mission statement tend to perform well, especially when every member of the team understands the mission statement and what is expected of each and every one of them. So one of the good strategies of trying to sell this mission statement to your people in your organization is to place this mission statement in the best and most beautified manner, perhaps in a frame, and place it somewhere that everybody that walks into your office or your reception, as the case may be, should be able to see your mission statement and also align themselves with your mission statement. So with this, we've come to the end of today's edition of Formula for Everyday podcast, and also the end of the chapter 2, which is Begin with the End in Mind. So I'm so glad and I'm so happy. It's a great joy to always come before you to review this interesting podcast on how we analyze different self-help books and business and so many other interesting topics that tend to help us to grow on a personal level. So until I come your way again, I remain your host, Lawrence Nkwacha, the Formula Law. This is Formula for Everyday podcast. Bye for now.
This podcast holds every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Thank you for listening to today's Roadside. Hope you learned something new. I would like you to join in on the next episode.